You're listening to Stories from New York, the official podcast of New York Gospel Ministries, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
I'm standing on the roof outside our building with Mark Mincy, one of our board members, and just looking at the city, and I would like, Mark, for you to just share some thoughts of you and the city and your ministry among us.
Yeah. It's great to be back in the city with you, Bill. And, you know, tons of memories come flooding back to me. I'm looking down here on a basketball court and hearing the city, looking at the Empire State Building there. But these memories flood back to me. One of which is, you know, when we first came up here and we were able to spend a few years with you, some of the creative outreach things that we did, one of which was a basketball tournament. And just the great memories of team after team of basketball participants involved in that, and the gospel going forth to them, sitting there in Tompkins Square Park and forming relationships with those guys. I still have a relationship with some of those guys, Bill. I'm connected to Ricardo on LinkedIn, and he's doing well. And it's been so rewarding to see some of those young men be successful, and not only spiritually, but also in life, and to know that we had a part in that. Another memory that just comes back to me is, I think it was our first visit here before we even visited, when I remember we were on the outskirts of the city, and my wife was literally saying, she was fearful of coming to the city, and then, you know, a week later she was singing here. And remember Father Duffy Square?
Oh, yes, I do.
And that was an unforgettable evening. It was boiling hot, but I just remember her singing and the Lord just using her ministry in a unique way, something she never expected, never thought would happen. And the gospel going forth in the middle of Times Square, Father Duffy Square, with people coming by and the sounds of the city, and to realize that the world comes here. And in some small way, we're reaching the world with the gospel of God, and it's been a joy to be a part of that.
Amen. And then one thought that I had when you were sharing that about Tricia was the day we were up in the Bronx at the Hub.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget the day when she sings Holy Is He in an incredible way. And we were all there, and she began to sing that song, and it was like a holy hush settled over the Hub that day.
Yeah.
And the clouds parted and the sun came in.
Yeah.
And her voice resonated among those buildings. And I will never forget that experience to this day.
Yeah. I remember Chuck was there, and I remember him recounting that same experience. It was very unique. And I remember him saying he was looking at a woman, and in his mind, he said he thought she might have been converted right there on the spot, just seeing something going on in that, you know. So, yeah, tons of memories. The glory of God being the privilege of showing forth His glory in this place. What a joy.
You've been listening to Stories from New York, the official podcast of New York Gospel Ministries. NYGM is strategically located in the heart of Manhattan and seeks to spread the good news of the message of Jesus Christ by the way of daily food distribution, the International Training Center, and the International Preaching Station. We invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/NYGM.